Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, what up, everybody? It's your boy K Dizzle. You're listening to I Am Indie. And that was Mr. Chris Jasper. That's right, Chris Jasper. You know it from the world famous Isley Brothers with his rendition of the great Marvin Gaye. What's going on? What's going on? Today, hump day, hump day. You know, we made it this far, so you know we can make the rest of the way. But we got to give all the props to Big Boy upstairs, you know, because without him, you know, would none of this be possible, because he made it, let us make it this far. So, you know, we're going to give all the praise and all the glory to him. And he's going to make sure that we see it the rest of the way. As usual, we got a great show planned for you today. We got Mr. Chris Jasper is going to be joining us momentarily. And again, that was Mr. Chris Jasper again with What's Going On that you just listened to. Let me see if he's in the building. Chris, you're in the building.
Oh, yes. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for joining us, man. And I just had our listeners, man, put their ears on What's Going On.
Yeah, great, man. That's one of my favorite songs, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it would be great to start the show with that, because that's a question that we ask everybody every day. What's going on? I don't think there's a dog they go by that we don't ask somebody that.
That's right, man. Marvin Gaye did that a long time ago, and it's still relevant today, you know, some of the things that he was talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Well, what's going on with you, sir, since the last time you visited us, man? I know you got a brand new album out, man, and I mean, it's hey, man, all I can say is Chris Jasper, man. You have not let the listeners down yet. So, you know, you haven't let the listeners down yet. What's going on with you, man? Talk to us.
Yeah, man, I'm just, you know, just really promoting this thing hard, man. You know, I'm doing a lot of interviews, and I'm also writing some new songs. I'm always having new ideas, so I'm in that kind of mode, too. And that's basically what I've been doing. And I'm also working on my son's album, Michael. He's trying to finish it up, his album too. So just a lot of writing and, you know, recording, that kind of thing.
Okay, well, your son, is he singing and playing and doing all the things that you do?
Yeah, he also sings and he plays. You know, he does mostly you know, like dance type stuff. It's a little different than my music, but he's got some soul in there too. You know, once in a while I'll play a part or two on his record too. So but yeah, he's got the rhythm. He helps me on some of the rhythm tracks on my albums, some of those percussion things and things that are on the album. So we work closely together.
Okay, well, I'm sure the apple didn't fall too far from the tree, as they say.
Yeah, he's got that rhythm, man, that natural rhythm.
Yeah, I wish we all could say that one.
Yeah.
I wish we all could say that one, man. Well, I let our listeners hear one of your songs, man. I know I can't ask you what's your favorite song off your new album, because I know they all like your children, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
You know, I like, I kind of like, you know, the ballads and, you know, Still in Love, the title track, The One. That's, of course, What's Going On is a favorite of mine too, because it's always been a favorite song since Marvin Gaye did it. But, you know, there's some funk on here, you know, Man Up, you know. It's got a lot of things that I play. I play bass on there, guitar, and, you know, of course, keyboards, and that's also a part of what I do. You know, I've been doing the ballads and funk for a lot of years, so, you know, I have a lot of favorites on this album. You know, Kiss Me is another one.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Are you producing any other groups or any other artists, or are you just mainly focused on your own career now?
Yeah, just mainly on my own career, but, you know, like I mentioned before, I am working on Michael's record too, and I'm producing that, but yeah, right now I'm just doing my stuff, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, before we go any further, man, we're going to play Still in Love, man. Let's let our listeners put their ear on that.
All right.
And get some more Chris Jasper soul up in them. calling number, y'all, 347-308-8747. We got Chris Jasper live if you want to chat with him. I mean, he ain't scared. Hope you're not scared. You know, just call in, press number one, let us know you're there, and we'd be glad to let you join in. But for those that are at home sitting there listening, hey, here we come with Still in Love by Mr. Chris Jasper.
The way you walk, I love your thoughts. I love the way you talk. The way you dress. I love the way you make me feel, baby. I love everything about you. I just can't wait for every day to begin. 'Cause that means we can experience each other all over again.
The promises we made are forever.
Song. Very, very, very nice, Chris. And while I was listening to your song, you know, you made me go back to Philly International. You made me go back to Stax. You made me go back to Motown. And what I mean by that, during that era, you know, those companies had a sound. You could hear that sound, and you may not even knew the artist's name, but you knew where it came from.
Right.
So, you know, that's to say, when I hear your music, I may not, and this is for some of our listeners out there, they may not know your name, but they know the group, they know the sound, they know the Isley Brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you established that sound, I mean, which is, I mean, that's a major accomplishment. I can't say more, because more people cannot say that they were responsible for a sound of a situation. But when I hear your music, I mean, can't nobody separate that?
Yeah, I mean, and that's one thing I wanted to reflect on this album was, you know, my involvement in that music. And, you know, like you just mentioned, the sound. A lot of people may not know that, you know, I wrote a lot of those songs, and I played a lot of the instruments on the album. So, that's why my music sounds the way it does today.
And which is what it is, what the young people say, it is what it is. It couldn't be that way any other way, because if they listen to, you know, the Isley Brothers, you know, Caravan of Love and you know, Fight the Power and, you know, The Love of You, Between the Sheets, and some of the other songs, I mean, they would automatically know, at least the ones that got half a brain left, they would know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so.
They would definitely
know it.
I wanted to
do a lot of things on this album, and I think I was able to do that, you know, bring out a lot of those things that I'd done before, you know.
And I think you've done it, and I think you've done it very well, and hey, the music industry, I don't know, you know, they kind of slow sometimes, but I don't know why they're sleeping on this one, but hopefully we're going to wake them up.
Oh, yeah.
For you guys who just joined us, the call-in number is 347-308-8747, and we're chatting with Mr. Chris Jasper. Push number one on your phone, let us know you're there, and we'd be glad to let you in. And for those of you in the chat room, you can just sit back and chill. It's all good. We'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chris, we got another one queued up. Let me see what we got here. How about The One?
The One. Yeah, the title track. Yeah, man. It's, again, you know, I wanted, you know, to have those elements of, you know, the work I did on ballads, you know, and, you know, just have the nice melody and the nice, you know, synthesizer line in there that a lot of my songs had, you know, in the past. So The One, yeah, that's one of my favorite ones too.
Okay. Well, here we go, y'all. The One, Mr. Chris Jasper.
Always be
I know I found the right one. I love the way you walk. I love your thoughts. I love the way you talk. The way you dress. I love the way you make me feel, baby. I love everything about you. I just can't wait for every day to begin. 'Cause that means we can experience each other all over again.
The promises we made are forever.
Tell the listeners, my bad, but I really want to hear it again because I was sending this out to my brothers out there because I know they're in the doghouse, somebody in the doghouse somewhere. So I'm sending that one out there to my brother again so they can make sure they can let their ladies hear that one.
Yes, double play is more than okay.
All right. But listen, we're going to play the one this time for real.
Okay.
But we did want to hear Still in Love one more time, though. But here comes the one, y'all.
There is some
All the ages, and that's how I've always felt about music, and that's why I wrote songs, you know, in a certain style, because I think if you hit a certain type of I guess R&B style, it's gonna you know, appeal to all ages. And this project, and even my other projects that I've done before this, you know, they tell me how much they love those too. So I think, you know, it needs to be a reinvestigation in radio of where to target, you know, the music. I mean, I think they should play just about, they should play everything, you know. That's my feeling.
I totally agree to it. I agree with you, because my feeling is the same. Good music is good music, and it doesn't really matter the genre. I mean, good music is good music, because I like all types of music, you know. Now, and I noticed one thing, too. I guess without dating us, Chris, I would never want to date us, but without dating us, I mean, the era we came from bands, we came from musicians.
Yeah.
So that translated into our music, of course, but into our shows and our performance. You know what I mean?
Because
even on the stage, just performing the music that you wrote, I mean, that left an impression on people too. You know,
yeah, I think a lot of
artists are missing that these days. You know, even radio, I mean, they'll play the music, but then when you go see these people live, ain't nothing really happening.
Right. Yeah, I think that the musician's element, you know, the playing your music, you know, having a band, it adds another energy to that. What I feel adds another energy to the show when you're up there and the band is playing the music, you know. It's just a different vibe, you know. It just is.
Yeah, because when you say, do you feel it? Yeah, everybody feel it. Everybody can feel that energy. They could feel it. You know what I'm saying? That's when you really know they know the artist into it, because you're putting out that energy. But then when you know your fans, they feel your energy. And I think that's what's lacking today.
You're right. It definitely is. And I would like to see more bands. I would like to see more people, you know, doing their own, performing their music, you know, live, all of it, you know, like having a whole band up there. And it's just I remember when I used to go to concerts, you know, I saw Sly and the Family Stone in Central Park one time, and they sounded better live than they sounded on the record, you know. And it's just the energy of seeing Larry Graham and Freddie up there and Sly playing the music, you know. That was just a great experience. And, you know, I've seen Earth, Wind & Fire, too, when they were in their heyday, you know. The shows were just incredible, you know, the musicianship, you know. And it just left you with a greater respect for the band, you know what I mean? When you saw them live and they were able to perform that music that way, you know, live, it was just I never forget things like that, you know. And I feel kind of bad that there are not more of those type of groups around now, you know, that you know, you can go to concert and see that kind of energy.
You know, we kind of went through this full circle too, because doing that same thing, you know, with the bands from, you know, the Barcades or your band or Lakeside or whomever, you know, the bands aren't out there, you know. And I blame a lot of that onto, you know, our society, should I say, the systems, because whatever it is, it's taking the funding out of the schools. There's, you know, stopping a lot of these schools from having bands and these programs, and I guess the world economy at large, because we just don't have that in schools like we did, you know, back in the day. Then here we come with the computers. Again, we didn't have the computers, so either we played music or played sports. You know what I mean? It wasn't a whole lot in the middle.
That's right.
You know, you know, here we come with the computer thing, and then we started losing the record stores, because we used to have a neighborhood record store on almost every corner.
That's right.
You know, and then we had our one stops. Of course, we were serving music to the consumers a whole lot different then. And here come the computers, and the computers helped us out a lot for serving the music to, say, out of the country to other countries, and our artists could really do their thing a little easier. But I think it hurt us too, in a way.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, the Napster thing, you know, really hurt. I mean, you know, people being able to download and share files for free, you know, that kind of thing, that really, you know, hurt the industry. And you know, I don't do that. I would never do that because I have, you know, I understand what artists go through, and even record labels to put out a record. And if I want something, I'm going to buy it. You know, I'm not going to do that because, you know, you keep doing that, and people won't record music anymore, you know, because it won't be profitable for them. And so that's what the end result will be, you know, if people keep doing that and not respecting the artists and the companies.
Yeah, I was in Vegas one time, man, and this guy came up to me selling me a CD with my music on it. Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, the bootleggers don't help either.
Exactly. You know, that's the wild, wild, wild stuff right there.
Yeah.
But I wish we could get more music into the schools and more bands and all that kind of stuff. It would definitely help because everybody learned how to sample. You know, they went through that whole little phase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's what happened. It became a lot cheaper to produce a record, you know, what by doing sampling, you know, you know, just maybe having a limited amount of instrumentation on a record, you know, maybe a drum machine and maybe a couple of keyboard parts, you know. And companies started going with that. That's just one part of music. I mean, I think the other side should have kept going, too. The, you know, the bands and that type of thing. And it's too bad because R&B, I did a song on my album called Bring It On Back. And Bring It On Back, I kind of give a history of R&B, you know. And, you know, also, you know, with the music, some of the music sounding similar to some things that are done before, you know, like the heavy keyboard parts and there's some string lines in there. But I wanted to, you know, tell that story. Because R&B is really, it's really a gem that came from America, you know. It's something that people shouldn't forget about, and they should really treasure the R&B music, because blues, you know, soul, R&B, all that is American music. That's the only American music that's out there, you know, that started in America, and I wrote that song to just bring that to light.
Well, guess what, Chris? Here we go, and I'm glad you introduced us for us, y'all. Here's Bring It On Back by Mr. Chris Jasper, and he just introduced it for us.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Make you wanna move. Bring it on back.
it looks like daylight is gonna catch me up again.
Global ENT. I want to give a shout out to I Am Indie Radio Station. Big up to all my independent.
Yeah, Mr. Chris Jasper. Mm-hmm. Bring it on back.
Bring it on back. All of
it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got everybody over here head bobbing.
Great, man. Yeah. I had a lot of fun doing this album because, it did bring back some, memories for me, too, playing that kind of funk, on the keyboards, singing about, influences that I had growing up, Motown and Philly, and what people were going through, what they were talking about back then, some people were protesting the war and, talking about, we should make love and not war and stuff like that,
Oh, I remember.
It just brought back a lot of memories, doing this album, and really felt good about it.
That was the time when they was trying to get me to get everybody was going into service, and I came up with every reason in the world known to man why I didn't want to go. But later on, I wish I had went because I have an affection for airplanes. I like to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, if I'd have went through the service, I could have got all those lessons. I mean, I could have went to pilot school and got all that free,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just trying to fly out here, boy, you paying for it. That's a whole nother thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, listen, man, it's been fun. It's been great, man, and it's an honor to know you and have you take time out of your day to come visit us, man. But listen, before you jump, Chris, what would you tell some of these other young artists out here, man, that's trying to do what you've been able to do so well and still doing? What information or what kind of advice would you give to them?
Well, first of all, I just let them know that, it's not easy, succeeding in this business, especially now with all the competition that's out there. And like I said, with all the other things going on that weren't going on when I came up, downloading and that kind of thing, it makes it more difficult for artists to get deals because companies aren't, doing as well as they were before. So, you really have to have some really top quality material, and I would really concentrate and make sure I had that top quality material. And then secondly, know something about business. The more you know, the less mistakes you'll make. And I find that a lot of people who have made mistakes, it's made them maybe go and try another career. So you really want to have a good business head or someone you trust, handling your business.
You know, one thing I want to put out there too, man, because I notice a lot of artists that, man, this man, because it kind of sounds like it's dating us, but it's not. But, you know, a lot of artists that are still doing R&B are not computer literate. They're uh-huh. not. They're not even up on the social networking and how important it is to uh-huh. to be out there now. And I would just say to you, you need to go sneak out the back door at night or sneak out the bar somewhere and go get some computer lessons.
yeah, that's good too. Yeah, be tech savvy as you can too, because you know a lot of stuff you can do now with music. You know, it takes a tech guy to either help you or if you, you know, because my son Michael, he's tech savvy, and you know he helps me, you know, lay my tracks and do a lot of things that, you know, I can do now that maybe I couldn't have done, you know, as far as editing, you know, back in the day, you know.
Right.
So yeah. The more you know about computers, that's also a good thing too.
Yeah, I mean it's important because I've asked people, you know, to send me their MP3s to do a radio interview, and they say, okay, man, well, I get right on it, but they can't tell me that they mm-hmm. don't know how to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They go
right.
and try to find somebody else to do it for them, and in the interim, you know, 2, 3, 4 days then went by. You know, or you and I know it's just a matter of a couple of minutes. You're supposed to know how to do that
right.
nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say that to them, especially the old school R&B artists, man, speak out the back door. Go get some computer lessons. You know, don't be afraid to talk to your son or your granddaughter, somebody, but it's important in 2015
yeah.
in the years to come to be mm-hmm. computer lit some kind of way. And, you know, and that's
yes.
for real. This is real stuff right here. It's important, especially if you want to be a positive force in this music business. You got to do what people are doing.
That's right.
When
you get your computers, go to chrisjasper.com. That's where you can find all my stuff.
Yes, exactly. chrisjasper.com. Go
yes.
right over there. And if you don't know what PayPal is, ask somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can even get the PayPal from there, too.
Yeah.
iTunes, everything.
Ask somebody. iTunes, everything. You should know how to get right there. But it would definitely do you worlds of good. It's a big world out there, and, you know, there's iTunes in every country. There's other music aggregates out there, too, that'll get your music out there. You know, because we don't have no more one stops. That's the really deal. We don't have no more of them. So, you know, you got to know how to do what you know how to do if you want to be real up in this business.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, sir. Well, Chris, it's been fun, man. And I wish you the best on your album. And I know it's already blowing up, you know, and definitely we're going to, you know, definitely going to push it out here.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on, man.
And, you know, we got a couple movie things in the works right now, so you know I'm gonna holler at you about that off the air.
Okay.
And I don't want everybody in our business.
That's true.
they know about the movie, but they don't know who all we got on the music. I'm gonna keep that one a surprise for right now.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, man, you stay up, keep your feet warm, and we're gonna be back in touch with you soon, man. And
cool.
Definitely, as soon as your son get his stuff ready, man, bring him back on through here, man. Let us put our ear on it first and let our listeners get a dose of it, man.
I certainly will.
Appreciate you. Love you much, man. You have a good day. And we're going to keep playing your music. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to take everybody home with What's Going On.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
How about that one? Chris Jasper, y'all.